I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
ESPN 97.5.
I listen to this all the time.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
That's what I'm saying.
A Gao Media station.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? On a gorgeous, again, Chamber of Commerce type Monday afternoon in Houston, Texas. The weather could not be better. My partner could not be more ready for this show. He came in with a smile on his face and a rainbow coming out of his ass and sunshine just emanating from his eyeballs.
I'm in a mood. I don't know why.
You could just tell. Normally you come in singing the last tune that you heard or the catchiest tune that you heard on your 80s on 8.
Yeah.
And today you came in like dauber down, brows like folded, and then Trey or someone tried to talk to you, and you're like, meh, meh, meh. I was like, uh-oh.
Well, let's be real. It was Trey.
True.
So,
true.
You know,
which is a good point. It's fair.
Yeah.
But at the same time, then I finally just said, and I wouldn't use that word because that everybody uses on Twitter and text.
Salty?
Yeah. But you're just kind of in a mood today, huh? And you're like, I am, and I don't know why.
Would you say that I'm in a good mood 95% of the time?
No.
No?
No.
90?
No.
Like that's 70, 65%?
Yeah, maybe? I'm in that range. Yeah.
Really?
I think that's fair.
Like, yeah. Only, I feel like I'm in a much better mood.
Or maybe you're in a good
often.
Mood, but you vent.
Well, but a lot of people 30, feel like they're seeing the ball a lot better than they are sometimes at the plate, too.
You're saying like vent it on, like, on the show?
I think I'm being fair. I'm not saying you're in a bad mood, but perhaps 30, 40% of the time, you're venting. And sometimes that venting is you being in a bad mood, and sometimes it's not. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Like when I, like what? Give me an example.
So, but here,
Subway
sometimes it's
thing.
Not you being in a bad mood. It's like you, like to Nick's point, you're venting because some other guy or female acted in some kind of idiotic fashion, which rubbed you the wrong way. Is that fair, Nick?
Oh, okay. So, like,
is that fair?
Give me an example.
I think that's fair.
So, like, you guys.
So you could come in singing
Wing.
You could come in singing Kip Winger, and then you go down to Subway.
Uh huh.
And then, like, some ass clown in the line in front of you orders for 16 people, and then orders a Diet Coke, but needs a special container. And then you come up, and you go from singing and happy to like venom spewing about
that person.
Yeah.
But go to hell.
You guys think that I'm actually mad?
I didn't say you're actually mad.
I don't think
mad.
You are actually mad a good percentage of the time.
Oh, I was going to say, because it's...
But it's mood altering.
I don't feel it, though. I don't think so.
But,
I think you guys might perceive
no,
it
No, we
such.
Feel it. Externally, internally, you may not feel it.
Like, I feel
externally,
the same.
We feel it.
Okay. Well, I would say I would work on it, but I don't really care about y'all's feelings.
Well,
so.
We know that going in, so
saying,
that's why we can be honest.
35% of the time. It's not that big a deal.
Oh, wow. I really thought I was in a better mood more often. Like, I always thought that you guys were catching on to the fact that the venting is more of having fun. I didn't realize you took it serious. Y'all are like my wife.
No, I mean,
like literally like my wife. Like she takes everything I say serious. Like she really don't think I'm upset. And I'm like, no, like I rarely am I upset as you might perceive it to be. I need to work on that. Just kidding. I'm not going to work.
No, on that. And we know that.
I'm not changing. I don't care. I don't know what my deal was today. I was fine until I heard Trey's voice.
Wow.
And then it was just, I think I had flashbacks from the trip to LaGrange.
I was going to say, Nick and I went to the Astros game Saturday night, and we could not stop, one, laughing, and two, like, just trying to imagine what it was like to be in a car for that length of time with someone that was legitimately giving you that much ammunition.
It was.
And then I just thought you were a freaking mean guy.
You know, it's funny because I'm riding with the promotions crew out to the BPMS 150 like midway party, and we have intern Kobe in the car with us, and I've never heard someone say so much dumb stuff in a 2-hour ride in my whole life. Although I've never been in a car ride for 2 hours with Trey, so that might not actually have been that much. But you ever, like, first of all, intern Kobe was Reed's the sign guy. Ugh. Like, every sign that we passed, he'd be like, oh, look, yield. What? He'd be like, Bucky's 30 miles. Dude, like, we can all read the signs, Kobe. We don't need you to read the signs to us. But then the things that this dude said,
the church one might have been the best of all.
He made Trey look like Bill Gates or who's a Stephen Hawking. Like he, yeah. First of all, this whole, it was weird because this, all three of them, I was with Jennifer Drew and intern Kobe, and the very first thing that they say as a threesome, as a trio, they all agree that T.I. is a good actor. Like, that was the very first conversation. They're like, T.I. was a really good actor. And that's what I was just like, oh, my God, overheard in the car. The whole promotions crew is they're saying it out loud like they're trying to convince themselves at the same time they're trying to convince me that T.I. is a good actor. And I was like, I don't think so. I mean, it's T.I., which the funny thing about that is last night I made steaks and my wife and I watched a movie.
Cheat night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, boy, was it. I should show you a picture of these steaks. They were huge. I probably ate a pound and a half of ribeye steak with a potato. Anyways, I gained 4.5 pounds.
You needed to post the picture of meat in the mouth.
I didn't take it in my mouth. I took it before I cooked it.
Would you take it intravenously?
I took it before. The picture.
Oh.
Gosh, you're such a... How often is he... If we're doing percentages...
Don't let me get you off your topic now. Keep going.
But so last night we ended up watching Sleepless, which is a movie with Jamie Foxx. And it was actually the movie they were talking about. And I didn't realize it because I kind of was tuning them out anyways. But we end up watching Sleepless, which has T.I. in it. And it further confirmed the fact that that dude is not a good actor. I watched it. And I was at one point, he's like, hey, man, I can't believe that you would accuse me of that. And then he pointed like way late. Like he was like, accuse me of that point. Like he was like way late with the points. And it was just like, dude, not a good actor. So that was like, that was the first thing that they started off with. And then Kobe starts. We get to Katie.
Like, you're not even out of town yet.
We're in Katie. And intern Kobe goes, hey, Drew, man, I've never been out this far, man. What? Out this far? It's Katie. That's not far. It's Katie. We're technically still considering this Houston, Kobe. Like, what are you talking about? And then we pass a Waffle House in Katie, and he goes, hey, Drew. Are the waffles at the Waffle House like Eggo waffles or nah? What? Bro, do you know? Like, yeah, that's how they made their name. They take Eggo waffles, they put them in the toaster, and when you come in, you just tell them how many you want to be toasted, and then they give you those, and then they were going to call it the Eggo Waffle House, but they couldn't afford that sign. It was too much to get the extra letters on it. I'm just like, dude, and the way he would do it is every time he would talk, he would have to start off with a question to Drew. He couldn't just say, hey, y'all think the Waffle House serves Eggo waffles or no? Like, he would go, hey, Drew, you ever been to the Waffle House? Drew would be like, yeah, man, of course I've been. Are the waffles at the Waffle House like Eggo waffles or no?
I thought, then he what? Also, everything was, hey, Drew again?
Yeah. And then he'd be like, hey, Drew, you ever been to Memorial Hermann Hospital? Because we passed a Memorial Hermann Hospital on, I'm like, bro.
In Katy.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, what is your problem? And then he says, Drew says he's going to Dallas to meet some side chick or whatever. I don't know. His main chick, side chick, whatever Drew's
business is. He could have just drained Drew's business on the air just now.
I don't know. I couldn't tell. I don't know. And we're talking about Baby Dwight, for those of you that are regular listeners to the station. Drew is Baby Dwight. So Drew's talking about Dallas. I'm going to Dallas. And intern Kobe goes, hey, Drew, you going to like Uber to Dallas? Dude, what? Do you know, like, are you aware of what Uber actually is? Do you realize they charge you a fee? Do you know how much an Uber ride would be to Dallas? One way would probably be like $600 and something. One way. You could fly round trip for less than that. I'm just like, bro, I'm like, and we're not even, I mean, guys, we're not even to Sealy yet. And I'm ready to jump out of the moving ESPN van. I'm just like, I don't know what to do with it. And then we passed the Gay Hill Missionary Church.
This is the best one.
Hey, Drew. Is that church for gay people or no? What? That's the name of the church, dude. I'm surprised he didn't. He also didn't ask, hey, Drew, do those people like only do missionary or no? Bro. Like, I wanted to throw Kobe out of the car. I didn't know. It was either going to be me or Kobe because I was in the back with him. And then he would start to talk, and everyone would be like, Kobe, be quiet. And I'd be like, no, let him talk. This is hilarious. Please let him keep going. Oh, God. It was some of the funniest and most disappointing stuff I've ever heard in my whole life.
I just kept thinking how mean you were.
Shut up.
But at the same time, what was that, 2 total hours in the car with him?
4.
Ooh.
It was almost 2 hours out there and 2 hours back. Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's pretty entertaining. I'm not going to lie. Most people were like, were you mad? No, I was entertained. This is hilarious. Are you kidding me? Oh, God. That was good stuff. Made for a fun Twitter.
Yeah. You can write some material off of that.
Boy.
All right. We got a pretty good show lined up for you today because we got plenty to talk about. We can still talk about the Texans draft, which is out there and was finished up this weekend and looks pretty good. For any draft aficionado. The Rockets and the Spurs get underway tonight in the Western Conference semifinals for the first time since 1995, and I think you all remembered what happened there. So we can talk about that. We know who the Warriors are playing. We had a first-round game in the East and another one tonight. And plenty of other things to get to. So if you want to join the show, 713-780-ESPN. That's 713-780-3776, where you can call and Nick will eventually get it. Or you can text and Barry will check it. Or you can hit us up on Twitter. We're at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We are the usual suspects, and this is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, Usual Suspects on a Monday afternoon as we are post-NFL draft, thankfully. 3 days is too much, but at least I think the Texans, most can say confidently, did fairly well in the draft. Did some good things.
Did you give him a grade?
Well, I was told by Barry Warner that you don't give grades unless you're just trying to get social media hits. Those that do mock drafts and grades are just looking for social media hits and don't know what they're talking about.
Barry Warner has been doing radio for so long that he has completely lost touch with any sort of reality. people grade drafts because it's what we do. Like, that makes no sense. I don't know. That makes no sense to me. I graded them.
So, but what surprises you about it coming out of Barry's mouth then?
I don't know. That poor old man, I have no idea. I think he just, you talk about someone that's actually cranky, that's really an old cranky man, it's Barry. Like, he gets angry over no reason.
He told Trey to lose some tissue today.
Barry did?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Barry Warner called someone fat?
How did you not hear that? Trey said it twice.
He called.
Yeah, he said to me today that I should lose some tissue, and then he kind of intimidated me, so I didn't know what to say, so I just sat there.
Did he find someone and make fun of them for being bald, too? And then find someone hairy and make fun of them for being having a hairy back? I mean, what?
Trey,
that would be like Trey making fun of Kobe for saying dumb stuff.
Which he was trying to do today, and you shut him down.
Yeah, he needs to stay. Nah,
stay in his lane?
Yeah, he's not. Trey, of all people, Trey's not the one that should be like, yeah, he's dumb. Well, all right. You would definitely be able to identify that for sure. You would know it when you see it. Barry Warner giving radio advice. I get it. King, legend, Hall of Famer.
But yeah, well, I would give him an A-.
I was somewhere between an A, because, I guess if we're doing, A-, B+,
right.
Somewhere in there.
I'm in that window.
I guess because I'm still a little upset about the fact that there's no draft pick in 2018 in the first or second round. They're not picking till midway through day two as of right now. And if they whiffed on Watson, then it's a big setback for the franchise. So it's scary. Now, if it hits, that's great. You don't have to worry about it. But I felt like I still don't, when I said it in a silo, I like the trade. You know, we talked about this last week.
Yeah.
Overall, though, I just don't like not having the picks. That's what I hate more than going and getting Watson. They did what they had to do. But
I like
don't,
the fact that they got a true ball hawk in Carlos Watkins.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, he's a handful, or at least he gets one.
What?
You know who he is, right?
No.
Oh, that's the
He's
dude.
The
guy that got the whole teabag in his hand.
I should have known when you said ball hawk.
Yes.
Because I was like, on the D-line? Really?
Yeah. So here's my thing.
Are we talking about the same guy? And I didn't want to call you out and be like, bro, I think you're confusing
See?
Me with someone else.
See?
You got to warn me about these things, because I was about to call you dumb.
Which is not the first. Wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah. So that's the guy?
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Now, what was the guy's name they drafted from Notre Dame that everybody, the real big stocky guy that wore like a single digit number, and then he didn't pan out, and O'Brien was constantly riding him for his weight, and then he got cut, and the Giants picked him up, and then he lost him again. Carlos Watkins is that kind of player, but I like him. He's got some tenacity. I think he could actually pan out to be pretty good for them.
Yeah, I mean,
as kind of a Will Fork replacement.
Yeah. I'm not upset with anything that they did really in this draft.
No, I like it.
It was
a
very un-Texans like draft for them. Now you got to wait and see what pans out. I mean, is Davenport, Watkins? Are these guys gonna, you know, Fuller, who they picked up in the seventh? Don't expect much from the seventh round.
Well, but from what I've heard on Fuller is they are not sold on him being a center, but they love his size and athleticism to think that he might be able to be moved to guard or another offensive line
position.
Backup,
just some depth.
Yeah.
He's not going to be a
depth.
Starter.
No, at least not right away, but you might be able to mold him into something.
And
eventually?
Seventh round. I mean, he would have gone sooner than that, don't you think, if people thought he could be molded into a starter?
Well, I had a list provided to me today. But at the same time, when you look at guys that were like late-round draft picks or undrafted free agents,
yeah,
offensive linemen are normally that kind of guy where they get, you know, like typically the guys that they take that were ex-basketball players, and then all of a sudden a couple years later, they become at least decent NFL players. Oh, by the way, case of Antonio Gates, they could possibly become Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you can find some guys that you might put on your practice squad and work with and try and mold into something. But, you know, I really think that – I think overall the Texans taking D'Onti Freeman was the great pick.
Yeah. How does Trey
– That's what Trey said
goes,
today.
What do you think about D'Onti Freeman? D'Onti Foreman? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's him.
Yeah, but go ahead and bust on Kobe, please, by all means.
All right, let's get some draft talk in here as people want to chime in. Joe, you've been waiting the longest. You want to talk about another Joe? What's up?
Hey, buddy. I don't know if y'all have already touched on it or not, but, man, I've seen what y'all's instinct was on Cincinnati taking Joe Mixon with, you know, the assault on his girlfriend. Man, I was just seeing, as far as that, why does the NFL think it's, I guess, okay, or franchises to draft somebody like that but not give Ray Rice another shot? Is it more of what he did, or you think he's just over with in the league? And I'll hang up and listen. I appreciate it, guys.
Well, first and foremost, Joe, the NFL has no jurisdiction over Joe Mixon and what he did in college. In terms of, it's the same reason why the linebacker from UCLA that dropped a couple bombs on the air in the interview with Primetime can't be punished and won't be punished because he's not signed by an NFL team at that point.
Yeah.
You know, from the standpoint of the more, I think the more pressing question, because I talked about this, I thought the one team he shouldn't go to is Cincinnati. I thought just from a franchise perspective, you already have Burfict and Pac-Man Jones. You blew a playoff game because of them and their tempers. And then they got suspended. That's not the role models in the locker room and the situation that is a good look, but I thought that he would get a team that would give him a shot, and I thought there were a couple of teams, namely the Patriots, Packers, teams like that, where they could get away with it if they thought they were trying to get him to get, you know, conform and
he
get
wasn't
to a better
gonna
spot.
Fall that far.
No
though.
Way.
I mean, no way. I think that. And Joe asked about the Ray Rice thing, and
we can touch on that too,
yeah,
sure.
But, you know, I think the teams have to look at this and say, okay, we're gonna take that chance. Because this kid should have been a first-round draft pick.
He graded out as the most talented back in the draft.
But he only fell around, and I say only, because that's how good he is on the field.
Well, I think the one quote by someone in someone's scouting department said, if you're willing to take the risk and take him in the sixth round, you might as well just take him in the second round because otherwise he might not be there.
Yeah, and that's a great point. And, you know, it's one of those things where I think you look at it and as a franchise, you have to say, you know what? He screwed up. He made a mistake. He hasn't run from it. He didn't make excuses. He didn't try to say, no, that's not what happened. I mean, he didn't try to say, I wasn't trying to hit her. I mean, he just kind of owned it. You know what I mean? And so I think as a team, you got to say, okay, we'll take our chance with that. Because my thought on this, when you draft someone like this, one, people are like, well, you know, there's some teams like the Texans would never draft that guy because it's a bad look for the franchise. Nobody's not going to buy tickets to the Bengals because they drafted Mixon. There's still going to be the same amount of ticket sales. The boycotts for actual non-ticket sales are filled by people on a waiting list in most NFL cities. So you don't have to worry about a PR nightmare from that standpoint. And when something happens, if this kid screws up, how is it a PR nightmare for the team? It is for the NFL, but the team just cuts them and moves away. I mean, if you look at Ray Rice, is anyone holding Ray Rice against the Baltimore Ravens? No, they did what they were supposed to do in that situation, and they let him go.
But he's not blackballed. I mean, my point to Joe would have been, look, they did what they had to do because he was under contract to an NFL team. They did, they probably screwed up the whole investigation and they tried, whether you believe
they
did. The
way the PR staff handled it was terrible.
Well, whether you believe that they knew about the video or not, but the fact of the matter was, after a certain point, he's a free agent. They already got through everything of all of the punishment. He still could be given a second chance.
You guys are getting down in the weeds. What I'm saying is, are the Baltimore Ravens still financially viable? Do they still have great ticket sales?
I agree with you.
There's no effect from a PR perspective by drafting Joe Mixon.
No.
It's, do you want to have to go through that again? Do you want to have to babysit this dude? Does the NFL want the black eye? You know what I mean? Not the Bengals specifically. They just had two idiots on their team that they got rid of. Well, they're still selling tickets.
Kansas City, the return guy, Tyreek Hill.
If this dude rushes for 1,200 yards, he was going to be a hero in Cincinnati.
And what's the return guy from Kansas City? Is it Tyreek Hill?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
To your point,
yeah.
Guy with a past, checkered past, similar, and it comes up from time to time. And it keeps resurfacing, but the fact of the matter is, he's running back punts and kicks for touchdowns, and he's a viable receiver,
yep.
And the people of Kansas City love him.
Yep.
So, Chuck, we're going to get to you in just a second. We've got more to get to on the draft. If you guys want to chime in, please feel free to be like Chuck and Joe, 713-780-3776 or the HRNP listener line, where you can also text us or hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4, Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, Usual Suspects, as we start the program with some draft talk.
Somebody said, Barry Warner once rated John the Baptist as someone with a high motor that would definitely make a splash.
That's pretty good. That really is pretty good.
This Jesus kid, this guy, he's unreliable in the first half, but talk about a comeback player.
There's some teams that are against facial hair and long locks that they may have an issue with. But other than that, I think he's got potential.
Sure, John Elway had the most comebacks, but who had the best comeback? That Jesus kid, that's who, I'm telling you.
And his tolerance for pain is off the charts.
Now, they're going to crucify him for what he did, but listen, he's a good player.
Thanks, Mel Kiper Jr. Yeah. On that one.
OU Mike was asking, Barry, did you guys catch the drunken train wreck that was the Drink of Ages show this weekend? No. Was it? I need to, hey, Nick, is there a way that I can get the Drink of Ages show and listen?
I'm sure on Audio Boom or on Podcast Arena.
Okay, I got to listen to this. I've been waiting for this moment since this show started. Not this show, their show, Drink of Ages. I just knew at some point it was just going to turn into, what was the dude from Baywatch?
David Hasselhoff?
Yeah, I just knew that show was going to turn into the radio version of Hasselhoff eating a cheeseburger drunk on his living room floor.
Can we not just call it what it really is?
Break!
I've never heard it, but I've heard you guys talk about it, and I've heard the promos. But why don't they just call it Drunk of Ages?
Well, he does the promos. Hey, this is John from Drunk of Ages.
But Drunk of Ages makes more sense.
They're fellow partners here on our platform.
Of course I'm messing with them.
I know you are.
Are you
mad? Guys, are you mad or is this just a bit? What is this?
You dirty bastard, you.
That was good, Nick. That was very good.
Don't you even start on me, Dan.
So I'm wondering,
but
Nick.
I do want to see if we can hear some drunken outtakes and play them on the show. Because, you know, we want to promote our fellow on-air.
And I'm wondering, Nick, if he was quick to be so mean to Kobe, the intern.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Will he touch on the other episode that we heard about out there for a guy that he already singled out and blasted on the air? Will he run the bus over him again? Well, I don't know, but I'm going to leave it out there.
What, Trey and the Aaron Hernandez thing?
No. No, the John Belushi's brother.
Oh, yeah, we can talk about that.
See?
Well, you talk about the shortest career in radio. So, if you guys listen to the show on any regular basis, then was it last week? Was it last week, Nick, that he was here? Was it last week? Nick, you guys stopped talking on
air. Yes, it was last week.
Okay.
Yes, it was last week.
Barry speaking. We all need to just pay attention.
I'm trying to get my computer to work.
Is it broke?
Yeah.
That dude was here training, and he was the weirdo that had the sunglasses on.
Yes.
Yep.
Indoors.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kept throwing up the three sign. I don't know if it was a peace sign or a three sign.
It was an awkward three sign.
He was throwing up three fingers, and I don't know if that was his gang sign or if that was the meal he was on.
And he was shaking it.
Because it was only one, and that was third meal. He's definitely fourth meal.
You went
He's
to that.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Yeah, Barry's just downright mean.
Some guys are definitely fourth meal kind of guys. That dude was definitely a fourth meal kind of fella.
Tall?
Okay, fat.
You both are going straight
down. He's tall?
He's like 6'2".
Three. Hey, 6'3". Yeah, as he gives you the hand sign.
The three sign. But that dude lost his job already? He's not even here. Apparently, his first show.
Never sleep with the bear.
He just said, screw it, and came into this studio and laid on the couch and took a nap.
With the bear.
Next to this bear.
You went hibernating with the bear.
Sources tell us.
God, sources close to the situation.
Yeah.
You know, you meet some quality folks in radio that really love and care about what they do, and then you meet weirdos.
Dude, you had him in the crosshairs from minute one.
It's crazy how many stories you hear about people falling asleep at radio stations. This is like the one job that you don't fall asleep at.
No!
Like the one industry that you cannot fall asleep on the job at.
No, because as soon as you do, Murphy's Law says something bad on air is going to happen and you're going to sleep through it. Absolutely. Oh, God, that's hilarious that he... just like that, gone.
I mean, when it's dark outside, some people got to sleep.
Official,
if
right?
the shades were on.
You know what I would be? Because I'm sure he still lives with his mom.
Oh, it's not official. It's not even close.
I'm sure he still lives with his mom. But isn't that going to be great? His first check is for like 1 hour. and then they had to take taxes out. It's like,
hey, buddy, you owe us money.
he gets home. He's like, well, mom, I got good news and bad news. Good news is I got my check. The bad news is I got fired. Well, let me see the check. $4.37. How long did you work? It's about an hour. What?
But I really felt much more rested after I left the station.
And then you know how you get those Social Security updates every couple years from the government? They're going to be like, when you retire, you will be able to draw out 1 cent. Oh, like forever? No, like six times, and then that's it. That's all you've got. That's all you've put away. You can't draw out any extra. You're getting 6 cents in retirement. Oh, God, yeah.
So Blade Brown wants us to point out that in the Joe Mixon case, it wasn't his girlfriend.
Yeah,
so we'll
got a text
that
said that,
fine.
Too.
Yep.
They were like, well, you know, there's a big difference because it wasn't his girlfriend. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the incident, the crime that was committed. I'm talking about the impact on PR on an NFL team and the impact to their bottom line. Is it a PR nightmare? Yeah, sure. But look at everything that's happened. Has this run off any ticket buyers? No, because if one, let's say you and Lisa had tickets to the Texans, season tickets. And they go out and draft Joe Mixon, and Lisa tells you, I will not let our money go to that team. And you say, I agree with you, and you guys forfeit your season tickets. Guess how many people are on the waiting list?
Well, it's like 70,000, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. You think that they're not going to sell tickets just because they drafted Joe Mixon in the second round?
Don't think I want a firstborn for that. What do you call that?
That
ticket lease, the PSL. Yeah.
And as far as Joe, the first caller that was asking about, well, you know, why won't anyone give Ray Rice a chance? Because he was old.
Yeah, that's what I said.
He was on the downside of his career.
The punishment was what? A little bit more than a year, and then he was free to sign with any team at any time. And teams just balked, and they he's not the same Ray Rice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and again, one thing to touch on that you and I both thought, I had it on my list to bring up to you. ESPN went and showed that video again.
Oh, that
during the draft.
That pissed me off.
And I wanted your guys' thoughts on it because I thought it was inappropriate for the draft that they showed it again.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned Mike in the Woodlands. Huh?
That's why I mentioned Tyreek.
Yeah, well, that's when we were in the car and no one else was with us. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's but I was going to get to that because I wanted to bring it up because of the fact that you and I already had a discussion going. And it's like, is that piling on?
It's classless. I mean, that's Mike in the Woodlands, by the way, texted the same question. And it's a classless thing to, because I literally, you could just tell that it was like they were waiting on Joe Mixon to be drafted so that they could show the video again, because it was like, aha, here's more shock video ratings grabs. Let's show it again. Like anyone that watches the draft, this isn't new to them. You know what I mean? There's not some random sports guy that sits down that only follows soccer, has no idea who Joe Mixon is.
This is no ratings grab, this segment. Is exactly what I was thinking. Like Trey Wingo set it up so dramatically. Like,
yeah,
this like is going to be video that still could be disturbing to you people.
No,
there's
no,
a
he
warning.
Didn't say still. He said, we want to warn you that what you're about to see is graphic and disturbing. Guess what, Trey? Everyone watching the NFL draft has already seen mm-hmm. this because they're hardcore football fans. No one casually watches the NFL
That's
draft.
Right.
all they did that for was ratings, shock factor, and some sort of weird impact that they felt like it would have on their broadcast. And I thought it was classless, to be honest with you.
And I was totally against it, too. And I'm like, and it doesn't really give the kid a chance to try and make, you know, make right of a wrong and try and, you know, better himself.
Yeah.
When going, and then the next day when he shows up in Cincinnati, ESPN has some reporter on scene. And, you know, most of the questions are directly going back to, again, an incident where the kid is trying his best to try and stay professional and just say, look, I made him. He even said it in this press conference. I made a mistake. I know very well I will never outlive it. And I will deal with it every day. But I'm just trying to move forward. He settled his civil suit with the woman. But, yeah, ESPN was beating that thing. Like, and to your point, you're absolutely right. That's my point, too. You're not going to get random ratings. You're not going to see a big spike for the 5 minutes that you
know. I think you are. I think you are.
I don't think
so. No, I think that's why it's classless.
Because they didn't tease it.
Because they did it for that reason. That's why
it's classless. But it's not going to help. That's the point. If this was on Channel 13 or something like that, and you were mixing this into, like, let's say that the ESPYs were on Channel 13 and they're as big as the Academy Awards. So you have casual fans that sit down to watch this. Let's say that you aired it during the Super Bowl when Tammy in accounting happens to watch because she likes the cats versus the horses or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Then that's a ratings. Then you're showing it to someone that's never seen it.
To me, if it's the power of video, they wouldn't have published it. Dude, if it wasn't for the power of video.
You think people were calling, oh my God, switch over to the draft. It's Joe Mixon punching
a
chick.
No, but I think people that were, part of the goal is to keep the people that are already watching to keep watching as long as possible. And that video will do that.
But it's like the draft fans were already going to watch either the whole thing or they were going to catch up with it on the internet later.
Let me tell you, the reason why we mentioned Tyreek Hill is because he beat the mother of his child while she was pregnant, punched her in the stomach.
Oh, God.
Could you imagine if they had video of that, what that would do for that network? Dude, there would be people watching so much.
But did you hear Barry last week when he said how obsolete SportsCenter is? Because by the time they tried to make a big deal of it, it had been on the internet for a good couple of hours, and it wouldn't be the ratings boost and grab that it could be otherwise.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's a time and a place for that.
Maybe you might be right. Maybe it did it. But to me, why else would they play that video?
What are you sleeping for?
Oh, I was just showing that other people can do it too.
What?
You fall asleep on air.
I was like, what?
I caught you both though.
I know. Am I talking in a circle? What happened?
No.
Yeah.
Because Lamont tweeted us that John McClain actually fell asleep on air once too.
Yeah, he did. It was hilarious.
Gilbert does it all the time.
It's funny.
I've been known to have worked with a few people that have as well. So we're going to get back to Chuck. We're going to get some more draft talk. We're going to roll on and preview round one of the Rocket Spurs. I mean, round two, game one of the Rocket Spurs series.
Somebody said, if you're still watching ESPN in the second round, you're an idiot.
That's what I said. 3 days later.
Some of us, it's our job, okay?
I don't care. Even then, on Saturday, there was no way I was watching rounds 4 through 7. I would check in periodically.
I definitely didn't watch that. And Someone said Lewis Nix was the guy you were thinking about.
Yeah, Lewis Nix was the Notre Dame defensive lineman.
Yeah.
That the Texans gave every opportunity to aid his way out of the building. Okay, so Chuck, hang on. We're going to get you next segment. We're going to still continue with some draft talk. Then we'll get to Rocket Spurs and a whole bunch more. So stay where you are, and we'll have plenty more. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick, Barry, Joel, till 4, Usual Suspects, as we continue to roll on with hour number one of the 3-hour program, which we do for you 5 days a week. Chuck's been waiting a long time, wants to get in here on some draft talk. So before we do anything else, let's get Chuck in there.
I didn't mean to laugh out loud, but Lauren Pope just sent me a picture of the Eggo Waffle House.
What's going on, fellas?
Chuck, what's up, buddy?
What's up, man?
Oh, man, nothing. Hey, I just wanted to ask you a question. I've been hearing a lot of talk about how Indianapolis, Jacksonville, and Tennessee all made significant moves in the draft. And while I agree with that, don't we have some questions about their coaching? Because I don't think Mike Mularkey, Chuck Pagano, and whatever stooge they got in Jacksonville is really an answer. And also, one more thing, guys, I want to ask you. I think the Rockets are going to be real loose tonight because there's going to be no pressure on them to win this series. I want to hear what y'all say about that. Thanks, man.
Appreciate the call,
thanks,
man.
Chuck. Appreciate it, as always.
Doug Marrone, by the way, is the Jags.
Yeah. And I'll say this. They did their own, and I knew they were doing due diligence weeks ago. But they sent Keenan to Oklahoma to take a look at Westbrook, the wide receiver,
mm-hmm.
not the triple-double machine.
Mm-hmm.
And they drafted him. And you haven't heard a single word about it since. But there's a guy that they're taking a chance on that could turn out to be, because he was a hell of a college football player. But I would say that across the division, you don't think he was that good? Well, you look at him late in the season in the bowl game, go back and look at the West Virginia game in particular.
Yeah.
He was like a one-man wrecking crew, and they had Mixon, and they had, you know, everybody that they had at Oklahoma, and that dude, he's got some talent.
Yeah, he does. I don't know. I mean, I think there's some questions about coaching, but I don't know. I mean, these are all NFL coaches, they're all big boys.
I'm not worried about the coaching part of it.
You don't get to the NFL and become a head coach without having some sort of resume. You know right. what I mean? I mean, granted, not everybody's a great coach. Sometimes people are just better coordinators, but I don't know specifically what he was looking for.
Look, I think team by team, every team in the division, I actually think as a division, they did
drafts.
Very well.
Yeah.
Yes. Was Fournette the easy choice for the Jags? Sure, because their running game was so suspect. But getting Cam Robinson in the second round,
yeah,
pretty nice fall right in your lap pick.
Yeah, and they had to do that to replace the kid from A&M. Was it Jokel?
Yeah, Jokel, who ended up going to...
He ended up in Seattle.
Yep.
Yeah, so, yeah, they did some work. I didn't hate the AFC South got a lot better in this draft.
They really did. And
if everybody lives up to their grades. Now, of course, you know.
You and I talked about it, too. I mean, with the run on offensive players, Malik Hooker fell right in the Colts' lap, too.
Yep.
So that influx of quarterbacks and receivers and everybody high in the draft, the top 12 picks, really helped teams like Jacksonville and Indy get players that I don't think they expected to have a chance to draft, and that helped them with a good draft.
Yeah. Yeah. Who do you think had the worst, though? That's what I'm more interested in. Who do you think had the worst draft?
I had a couple on my list, and I got to remember who they were. Because I think, again, a team like Washington and San Francisco both had guys slide that just fell right into them, and they ended up stockpiling really, really talented players. But I think, first of all, and I think kind of to your formula, too, of what you also had to give up for following subsequent drafts,
yeah.
I think Chicago crapped the bed.
Yep.
Big time.
I mean, yeah, moving up one spot and then giving up those picks.
Yeah, giving up three extra, you swap picks for one, you know, in just one spot, and you give up three extra picks in subsequent drafts, which is just ridiculous. And then San Francisco said they thought the whole time it was to draft the defensive lineman, and then they draft Trubisky.
Yeah.
And by the way, Trubisky went to the Bulls game the other night and got booed.
No,
yes. They introduced him, and he was all giddy, had this big smile on his face, and then it just came out of a shower of booze, and he was like, screw them. The only thing I need to worry about is my coaches and my players in my locker room.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, he wasn't happy. So I guess if I'm going to say one team, I'll just say the Bears because it's easy.
Yeah. I don't think the Panthers had a very good draft at all either. I did not like the Christian McCaffrey pick that early.
Well, you talk about like the...
Curtis Samuel, he's good.
You think he's an every down back, McCaffrey? Because from a sexy perspective, he climbed faster than anyone.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's versatile. You know, he can return punts and kicks. You can play him as a receiver in the slot. He can, you know, be a running back. He can run jet sweep. So he gives you some versatility. I just think with the eighth pick in the draft, I wouldn't have taken that dude. There were some other things that you could have done.
He's more of a Danny Woodhead to me. Yeah. Or you know, a guy that you move around the field. I just don't think he's an every down back, and I think they need an every down back.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. I thought you were just going to be all giddy because they took Deshaun Hall.
No.
And everybody said before there was a Myles Garrett, there was a Deshaun Hall.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the same.
It is?
No.
You mean he takes plays off too?
What? I like this quote about, well, I helped him and he helped me. I think he helped you probably a little bit more.
Yeah.
Probably
someone got a lot more help, a little more help than the other, but
yeah.
That remains to be seen. All right, let us know what you think. We covered the draft. We still got to break down and make predictions, I guess, about round two of the NBA playoffs, including your Rockets at San Antonio tonight. You heard Chuck say he thinks the Rockets are going to come out all loosey-goosey with no all the pressure on the Spurs. So with that being said, hey, you know, maybe there's something to be said about that. And everybody that wants to bring – this is the thing I don't like. All the Kool-Aid-drinking Rockets fans that have now put away their hatred for Russell Westbrook have now started tweeting out all videos of how much traveling Kawhi Leonard does and the fact that the overall record of Mike D'Antoni versus Popovich is 0-4. Shut up. Shut up and who cares? Okay, none of that matters. And as I said to the Kool-Aid drinking Rockets fans, when does the video come out with all the traveling on James Harden when he goes to the basket too? Because it's there for everybody. It's the NBA.
Yep.
But we can talk about that series, break that down. The Celtics got underway with the Wiz yesterday. Somebody became a little toothless in the process. But we can talk about all the NBA playoffs and more. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts, we do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.